You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, welcome to tonight's live broadcast of the Political Cesspool radio program. Does anybody know what day it is? How about Saturday, November the 8th? Keith right on cue over here with the answer to that. I am still adjusting to the new normal, as you may imagine, after welcoming a newborn child into the world on October the 27th. I want to thank everybody again. I think I did it 16 times last week, but we'll do it for a 17th time today. I want to thank the outpouring of support and affection and thoughtfulness and care from our listeners all around the world who sent me congratulatory emails. The pleasure was all mine, by the way. Guys have the easy job in the baby-making business. But I do want to thank everyone again for taking the time to send in notes, wishing us well on the birth of a new son. And I spent about 3 or 4 hours today. I started this morning, took a little break, came into the studio earlier tonight. I answered a couple of hundred emails. I didn't get to all of them. I want you to know, folks, they all meant something to me, a great deal, in fact, and I do read every email that comes into us here at the Political Cesspool. I read them personally. I take them all to heart. I don't always get the chance to reply to everyone, but they're all appreciated and valued, and I did respond to as many as I could today, again, as we adjust to the new normal. I guess in politics in Washington, Keith, they'll adjust to the new normal. How much of a difference that'll be from the old normal remains to be seen. The Republicans absolutely dominated the polls, the elections, the midterms on Tuesday. Does that make a big difference? I don't think that it does. Obviously, the new boss is the same as the old boss in many, many regards. They both play for the same team. They're both owned and operated by the same corporate interests. And of course, there is the hidden hand that controls even those corporate interests. That are pulling the strings on the puppets, whether it's on the Democratic or Republican side of the duopoly. However, we do have good news for you tonight, folks. And if you're ready for some good news, tonight is the night to tune into the Political Cesspool. Keith and I are going to be breaking down the election results and pointing out some encouraging trends that we've noticed. And we're going to be informing you this first hour about some constitutional amendments that sailed through across the South that have given us even additional reasons for excitement. But with that being said, and the stage now being set, Keith Alexander the Great is in with me for the entire program this evening. And Keith, you know, much more than Republican versus Democrat, we do take a little hope in at least the instincts that voters played upon, I guess, on Tuesday. Now, it is normal for the party not in power to do better in the midterms than the party that has power. But do we see something above and beyond that that gives us cause for a little bit of optimism as we continue to move forward in this struggle, in this culture war?
Well, I really think that we're seeing what we saw in the last midterm election that we had back in 2010. We saw a wholesale rejection of liberalism by large parts of the electorate, and they've done it again. And as a result, they voted in the opposition, the Republicans, hoping, praying, instinctively feeling that there's going to be conservatism that is going to manifest itself from voting for the Republicans. Of course, in the last midterm election, voting for Republicans and expecting them to behave as conservatives once in office proved to be fool's gold. The Republicans were fool's gold before. This is possibly the last chance of the Republican Party to let the people actually get what they paid for, which is conservatism. If they do not get conservatism, if they get manipulative gestures intended to, you know, what they say, the more things change, the more they stay the same. They try to pacify the masses without really affecting much, if any, true change. Well, that frustration is going to find an outlet somewhere. I don't know if it's in a third party. I don't know if it's in a secessionist movement. But people in large parts of America have just had enough. They believe, like we do, that liberalism is the modern face of evil. They've seen it play out time and again, and they want their country back. And that's what this election was about, in my opinion, and whether they will get anything like what they're expecting is a real coin toss, James. I have no idea. I really suspect they won't, but that's why they voted the way they did, in my opinion.
Well, as we said, we have good news tonight. It wasn't so much that the Republicans just absolutely swept Dixie. I mean, the Republicans came through here like a blitzkrieging force through the South and just dominated it. Now, I have to admit, as much as I believe that there is very little difference on a national level, on a federal level, between these two parties, there is very little difference between a Rand Paul at this point, the Rand Paul that we see today on the cover of Time magazine. Listen, folks, you don't get on the cover of Time magazine as the most interesting man in politics if you're worth your salt. You can take that to the bank and cash it in. But I will say this. There is a difference between the Republicans and the Democrats on some state levels and certainly in local levels. I do believe that. When it gets up to the presidential levels, when it gets up to senators and congressmen, I mean, they're all the same. But what we have seen here from some of the Republican voters in the South is that those instincts are still true to form. Now, is voting for the Republicans because they are anyone other than the Democrats that have a quote-unquote chance to win, is that going to save America? You know, did the Republicans do anything to turn out their white base, the people who actually vote for them? Did they do anything to lead us to believe that they are, you know, turning a corner and doing the right thing and standing up for their traditional base? Absolutely not. Not on a congressional or a senatorial level. However, and we'll get to some of these encouraging trends we've noticed in just a moment. Now, I'm building up towards that. I do think that the people, at least for the moment, have given the Democrats exactly what they deserved. And let's face it, the Democrats are absolutely awful and pathetic on every level. From the top in Washington all the way down to the local levels, this is the party of death. It's the party of everyone but our people. And the Republicans may be ashamed of their base, but the Democrats, I mean, they certainly don't.
Democrats are traitors to the concept of America and the concept of freedom and the concept of constitutionalism and the concept of conservatism. In every way, they are the natural enemy of conservatives. Unfortunately, we have this counterfeit type of conservatism, and if you want to know what the counterfeit looks like, you know, they have a pen they have at your local cashiers for the gas station or for the grocery store, where they put this pen across a $100 bill to see whether or not it's counterfeit or not. Well, if you want to be able to have the template that proves whether a conservative is counterfeit or not, you need to have two pictures by your mental cash register. One is a picture of Sean Hannity. The other is a picture of Glenn Beck. Those are the two counterfeit conservatives that define counterfeit conservatism in today's America.
I will make an admission and file it under the category of a blind hog finds an acorn every now and then. I was watching Bill O'Reilly's election night coverage and found myself in agreement with him. He was really tearing into MSNBC and all of these race-baiting zealots on the left and making them eat crow over their massive defeat. We're going to take a break and get into some more good news right after this.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Now again, are we excited because the Republicans won? No, but we are excited that the country at least seems to have a little bit of common sense and a little bit more than they had the last two election cycles. So,
Obama's been good for the country because I think people now have focused upon just how evil liberalism is.
And Keith, it's not just that our people are putting faith into the electoral process. Certainly they should have no faith there. Now, there are some races that there is a difference between the candidates. It's not all uniform. But in most cases, on the higher level offices, you know, it's not the case. But we're getting serious about constitutional amendments again. Now, certainly any of these can be overturned with one stroke of a judge's pen. And oftentimes that is the case. But it is exciting to see our people taking proactive action on different topics throughout the political spectrum. We don't talk a lot about the right to life issue on this program. Obviously, we're, you know, steadfastly in defense of the right to life. Even the limp-wristed water boys for the GOP that make up the conservative mainstream talk radio, Hannity and Limbaugh and some of these others, will give you something decent in terms of commentary on the abortion issue. So we leave that to them. They're manly enough to even cover that one. That's one they haven't retreated on yet. In Tennessee, though, voters have approved changing Tennessee's constitution to give the state legislature more power to regulate abortion. The change opens the way for the state legislature here in Tennessee to enact many new restrictions on abortion in Tennessee. So basically, Keith, what we have here is that it is going to become most likely very hard indeed to get an abortion here in the state of Tennessee. Now, this isn't one of our signature issues because, again, even the Republicans still somewhat hold a line. Now, they don't do anything to overturn Roe versus Wade or really do anything to help the right to life. But here in Tennessee, they have, because it was Republican legislators that put forth this amendment to the Tennessee Constitution. I want to play a clip, though, now. Let's listen to it, and I'll tell you what it's all about.
Excuse me, everyone. Can I ask you to listen to me for a minute, please? I have a little girl. She was very abused for her entire life. She was terrified. She has a very determined look in her eyes wherever she goes. And she was hurt and abused her entire life. because of this establishment and because of establishments like it. She was locked away. She was hidden. She had nobody there for her. She was crying. She was scared every single moment. And because her usefulness had run out, she was going to be killed. Someone was going to murder her. And I can see you smiling, and I can see you laughing, but to her, this is not funny. I went in there with other humans, and I took her out of there. And if I hadn't, she wouldn't be with me right now. She would be gone, just like all of her sisters, just like everybody who we left behind. And I'm here to tell you today that all of those other girls, but everyone who we left behind, they just wanted to live too. And they deserve their lives. And right now, their eggs and their milk and their bodies are on plates inside this restaurant. And that is so unfair to them. My little girl's name is Snow. And every time you see someone eating somebody else's eggs or somebody else's body, you are going to remember her name. Her name is Snow. She's a beautiful little girl, and she just wants to live. This isn't food. It's violence.
It's not food. It's violence.
Please think of her name every time you see somebody's body on a plate. Her name is Snow. And she just wants to live. Thank you.
Okay. Let me tell you why I decided to play that clip in the same segment that we're talking about the right to life. This is something that liberals are pushing now called speciesism. Speciesism. Yeah. So radical leftists, Keith, now are so wrapped by their own sense of moral superiority that they are beginning to believe that it is their duty to force vegetarianism on the rest of humanity. You heard this crazy buffoon. I mean, this is liberal buffoonery at its finest, crying over this person she called Snow. Well, Snow's not even a person. She kept referring to Snow as she and her. Snow was a chicken that this nut liberated, you know, in her terms, from a chicken farm because, you know, chickens were going to be eaten. And they refer to eating chickens as speciesism. The eating of chickens is equated with racism, murder, genocide, and the Holocaust, etc., because one species should not be able to oppress another species. Now, keep in mind, this kook, this crank that we just heard from in this clip, these are the fools that would be among the first to advocate for a woman's so-called right to choose to abort her fetus, to abort her child. Only a liberal would cry over an omelet and celebrate over an aborted child. Liberalism, Keith, as you've often mentioned, is a mental disorder. And so it was for reasons like this that I actually dragged myself out to vote. I've slept about 30 minutes since Halloween. I dragged myself out to vote for these constitutional amendments just to stick it to idiots like this.
Listening to that hysterical woman makes me question the wisdom of women's suffrage, to tell you the truth. We have people this crazy. This person, the speaker that you just heard, undoubtedly needs to be under lock and key. She needs to be in a padded cell somewhere.
I think she's a host on MSNBC.
Well, she's probably Rachel Maddow's live-in lover, the most recent one or something. But, you know, this shows you how off the tracks many women and particularly liberal women are. I mean, this is, you know, I'm flabbergasted. I cannot believe what I'm hearing. Meanwhile, like you said, these are the same people that will get indignant about a woman's right to abort her own child.
And militant. And I was watching... you know, my wife watches 19 Kids and Counting. That's the reality
Duggars.
Show about the Duggars on the Learning Channel. And a couple of the Duggar girls got married. And in getting married, they let it be known that, you know, they didn't share a kiss with their husband until the altar. And I was reading all of these just vicious, vicious articles from so-called establishment press people this week saying how extreme and radical and dangerous the Duggars are. How extreme and radical the Duggars are, because that's the way they raise their kids, and that their parents, you know, are, you know, menace to society. You know, the Duggars are bad examples. They're extremists. They're radicals. But the Kardashians, these sluts, they are the ones that, you know, we should all strive to be like. Tim Tebow, he was an extremist. He was a polarizing figure. He was drummed out of the NFL. Michael Sam, on the other hand, those are the people, you know, we really need to look up to as heroes and role models.
Keith. Well, this is why I'm going to read with particular interest a book that you just got from to review called The Secessionist States of America. Man, it's crazy. You know, we've got to secede. If we cannot secede from the Union, we're going to be dragged down with these nut jobs like that person you just heard on that clip. You know, and we're supposed to take people like that and their opinions seriously, when basically, after hearing her for about 3 minutes, I heard all I needed. If I were a judge, I would sign an order committing her to an insane asylum as soon as possible. It's just, and these are the people who assume to have moral superiority over the rest of us and a right to rule over us. Well, no wonder, you know, our ancestors are absolutely right. Secession is an idea that, you know, its time has come again. It's time to really seriously think about secession.
Well, and I'm going to talk a little bit about secession when we come back, because the South has proven once again that it is a totally different country, and for all the right reasons, than places like Oregon. We're going to tell you about a constitutional amendment that passed there this week, and talk more about some encouraging ones that passed here in the South this week as well. Stay tuned.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. You're home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the Political Cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQonline.com and click on Subscribe Now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQonline.com. Subscribe now.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cofcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, getting real back very quickly to the chicken lady that we heard about in the last clip. I'm going to do something for her. I'm going to drive through Chick-fil-A on the way home from the radio station tonight. And in addition to that, I'm going to have my wife, I'm going to tell her to prepare nothing but chicken meals for the rest of the month. And in fact, I'm not even going to have turkey for Thanksgiving. I'm going to eat a chicken. And I'm going to think about her when I do. The Bushman family, I just hear in my headset, had a cheese chicken dish tonight as well. So that goes out to Snow and her sisters. Oh, anyway. Listen, you got to laugh at liberals. I mean, and they hate it because they want to be taken serious with that kind of nonsense. And I guarantee you, Keith, if things don't change, speciesism will become the new racism.
Well, I'm just wondering when she moved beyond human beings to animals. When is she going to move beyond animals to plants? And then we can't eat anything, apparently, except maybe dirt.
Eddie confronted somebody. Somebody confronted him about eating a meat at a restaurant one day. I can't remember when this was. It wasn't any time recent. But he got all over them saying, you know, how offensive they were because they have no idea how much it hurts a carrot to be pulled out by the root and, you know, to have its leaves torn off. And he just put it right back at them. But, I mean, they're just ridiculous. Quickly, some more good news, some more good trends, constitutional amendments and such. Voters in Tennessee are now going to make it to where you have to elect Supreme Court justices in the state of Tennessee. Since 1994, they'd been appointed by the governor, and then voters were only allowed to decide whether to keep or replace them in uncontested retention elections. Now they'll have to face the voters each and every time. That's good news. Number three, Tennessee has enshrined now in the Tennessee Constitution that lawmakers will forevermore be prohibited from imposing a state income tax. Tennessee is actually one of the three states in the South, along with Florida and Texas, that do not have a state income tax. Now they will never have it because it has been forbidden by the Tennessee Constitution. So way to go, Tennessee, making it much harder to get an abortion, making judges stand before the voters. Not that it does much good, because I don't put a lot of faith in the voters, but at least they're going to have to face some sort of approval process instead of being appointed by the governor. And Tennessee income tax, there will never be such a thing in the volunteer state. Now, Keith, this is even better. This is even better, and I'm going to work through this very quickly. In Mississippi, now all those referendums or all those amendments passed in Tennessee. In Mississippi, though, listen to this. Mississippi voters also seeking to advance Christianity and the Old South through constitutional amendments in Mississippi. This will be on the ballot in 2016. A former beauty pageant winner, the story reads, is leading an effort by Confederate sympathizers to designate Christianity as the official religion in Mississippi and promote white Southern culture. The Magnolia State Heritage Campaign is gathering signatures to put a ballot initiative before the voters in November 2016 that would change the state constitution to promote Christianity, the English language, and Confederate symbols. Part of the language of this proposed amendment to the Mississippi State Constitution reads, quote, "The fact that her identity as a principally Christian and quintessentially Southern state in terms of the majority of her population, character, culture, history, and heritage from 1817 to the present." And it goes on from there, talking about the things that they want to enshrine. Listen to what one of the organizers said, Keith. This is very encouraging. This is what I'm talking about. It goes far beyond the ballot box, ladies and gentlemen. I think there is somewhat of a stirring in the hearts and minds and consciousness of European Americans that, you know what, it's time that we stand up for our interests as well. And this is what the organizer of this proposed amendment to the Mississippi Constitution had to say. Quote, "White guilt is one of these things that is affecting the community. Everything is called racism that they disagree with. Then they say that, he says whatever we say is racism, so on and so forth. But that doesn't do anything about black-on-black crime. It's not about us. It's not about taking personal responsibility. If we get rid of Confederate symbols, then we'll be all right, they say. But they're using these symbols as red herrings. Basically, you have a man here confronting white guilt. Now, this is not a man that I've ever heard of before. He's not in any organizations to which I know of that advance these interests. He's never been a guest on this show. But he sees what we're seeing, Keith, and I think a lot of people are doing it. And this amendment in Mississippi that promotes the Confederacy and advances Christianity could very well pass in that state. Keep in mind, the Confederate flag is still part of the official state flag of Mississippi, and they voted to keep that not just 10 years ago.
And not only did they vote to keep it, it was a plebiscite. It was an initiative and referendum that all the voters of Mississippi voted on, and they voted 65% to 35% to keep the Confederate flag in the state flag. And it prevailed by a majority of every major demographic group. Even black people voted by a slim majority to keep the Confederate flag in the Mississippi state flag. So I guess we've all got to go back to re-education gulags and camps, even the black people, so they can be carefully taught by people like Snow's advocate about how we ought to think about things.
Keith, let me tell you this. So let's recap what we've learned.
Snow, of course, was that crazy chicken that you named.
There is a follow-up video to that we played that shows her holding this chicken in another video, and the chicken just looks like a chicken is wont to do, just pecking at her and not knowing, you know, what the heck's going on. But anyway, let's recap what we know. A lot of good people were elected on Tuesday. And I mean good people, not just Republicans, but good people. Michael Perutka was elected to office. The establishment media did everything they could to paint Michael Perutka as a racist, as an extremist, as someone with ties to hate groups, as a...
But the woman on that audio that we had is not an extremist and not a nut.
No.
Michael Perutka is.
You know, yeah, she's great. But no, Perutka is one of the... Listen, he's been on this show many, many times. Eddie the Bombardier Miller still talks to him on a regular basis. He calls him up. Michael Perutka is one of the finest Christian gentlemen that I've ever met, that I've ever known of. I'm glad he won. The media did everything they could to sully his name, but the voters saw through it and elected him. Now, there's another guy in Colorado that I don't know of, but the SPLC said he was the leader of a hate group. I think he's a pastor, so he's a pastor of a Christian church that opposes sodomy.
Group.
So
that's the hate group.
And anyway, he won. He was elected to the Colorado House of Representatives. So this is all good news, folks. Some of our people are winning elections, real elections. You have the common sense amendments to the Constitution with regards to abortion, judges, income tax in Tennessee. In Mississippi, Keith, we have this great proposed amendment to the Constitution of the state of Mississippi that very well could pass in the Magnolia State that's going to advance Christianity and the Confederacy and our people and our culture and our heritage. This is all good news. Now, all of this happened in the South, save for that election in Colorado of the hate group member, a.k.a. pastor of a Christian church. All of these good things happened in the South to a large extent. Now, what happened in Oregon? Let's take Oregon. Now, we're talking about the South still being a different country, still being a different culture. That's the first prerequisite in being your own nation.
That's how nations are defined.
That's
different
right.
Folk, different people, different culture, different folkways.
Different beliefs, et cetera, et cetera. Absolutely right, Keith. Well, in Oregon, for instance, they passed a constitutional amendment there as well. What did they pass in Oregon? Here in the South, they're passing to help ban abortions and all these other things we've been talking about. What did they pass in Oregon? They passed a constitutional state referendum, an amendment allowing recreational marijuana use. So, you know, the big push here for the recent years was medical marijuana. Oregon's double down on that. Now you can smoke marijuana just for recreational purposes. So compare and contrast that in Oregon versus that here in Tennessee and Mississippi.
Well, that's awfully mild for Oregon. You know, I saw a bumper sticker that said "Keep Oregon Weird" on an Oregon license plate car here in town recently. I was expecting that they probably had a constitutional amendment to permit bestiality in marriage, interspecies marriage. Now, you know, the woman we heard on that audio is just one step away from interspecies marriage, I'm sure.
Well, it's coming. I mean, it's coming. They're not there yet, but that's still a step, certainly. They take short steps, and they do it.
We've got to break away from this madness that permeates and characterizes blue state America. We just, you know, and you know, truth be known, even blue states aren't like this. Now, I was talking with someone that I met recently who is from Minnesota. This person comes from rural Minnesota, is a big country music fan. She said that all the liberalism in Minnesota, and people think that Minnesota is, you know, uniformly liberal, said the liberal pockets are all urban centers.
That's right. Well, I was going to say, and not to interrupt you, Keith, but you're right. Even in the Northwest and in blue state America, there is a big difference between rural and urban. There's a big difference between people who live in Portland, for instance, in Portland, Oregon, versus the rugged, hardy people of the mountain men of Oregon. You know, Ted Pike lives in Oregon. There's good people in
these states. Eastern Oregon, for example. And see, this is what we need to understand. The vast majority of the geographic landmass of the United States is solidly conservative.
We got to take a break. Scoop Stanton will be with us when we come back, and you're going to hear a clip from Charlie LaDuff, our old friend from Fox News Detroit, squatting on a squatter. A black woman moved into a person's house without any sort of reason for being there, and the police couldn't drive her out until LaDuff got on the case. You're going to hear this clip when we come back.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
I know a reporter in Detroit. She's a real crackerjack.
I'm Andrea Isom on the Edge. She recently did a story about a woman who bought a house in Detroit and wanted to sell it. But a squatter had taken over the house and refused to leave. The police were called. But Lynn the squatter claimed the homeowner tried to run her over. The homeowner went to jail, and Lynn moved her stuff back in the house. Now you're caught up. End of story? Hell no, I say. Possession is 9/10 of the law, after all. So I met with the homeowner in a nearby vacant lot.
Somebody moved in her house, and this is her lawyer, and they want him out.
May I have your permission to enter your domicile?
You have my permission.
May I have the keys?
Sure, can.
So maybe you're a squatter trying to outmaneuver a squatter.
My attorney has the papers that says it's my house.
Well, I brought my bathrobe. I think I'm going to go move in. Come with me.
But before I went to move in, I called the cops. After all, I don't carry a weapon, and Lynn, who is known to the Michigan penal system as Arthur, is on probation for felonious assault with a deadly weapon.
How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
I'm coming to move in.
You are?
Yeah, I got the keys. What's for dinner?
I'm not cooking dinner. I'm gonna go pick up my child.
Oh, can I get in?
No, sir.
But I have I have the deed here.
You do?
Yeah, here's the deed. Here's the check.
All right.
Here's the deed, and I got permission from the landlord.
Okay,
I can legally go in there. Yeah, I can legally go.
Yeah, you can legally come in.
So, let me in my house.
I'll let you in your house. This is Lynn Williams' house.
Oh, it's...
Lynn Williams'
house. It doesn't say Lynn.
Well, of course not, because she took all my paperwork, and everybody else know it.
If I left my house, say for a month.
And a half.
You think you would be entitled to move in there?
Well,
take my stuff.
Well, it's a lot of. I'm not the only one that is squatting. It's a lot of other people on the block. If you want to be technical, you know, and a lot of people encouraged me to do what I'm doing now.
But she wants her place back.
Yeah, but I have put a lot of work in here, and I spent a lot of money. I am on a fixed income.
Is that power hooked up legit there?
My power is...
That's not legit.
It's not legit.
No, you're stealing a bit of power.
I am blessed.
What do you do for a living?
I receive Social Security. I don't have
what
no
happened?
Secrets.
Disability?
Yes.
What's your ailment?
I'm not going to say.
You know, that's her right.
That is?
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Whoa.
The only thing that I have now is a letter stating that I moved here.
Can I see the letter?
Yeah.
Well, that's from the Postal Service.
Yeah,
that doesn't count.
Official.
Well, what's your legal name? Lynn or Arthur? Which one is it?
This is my name. L-Y-N-N, Lynn.
Lynn
Williams.
Lynn Arthur Williams.
That's my government name.
That's the government
name. That's my government
name. But that's not on that.
As well as Junior.
Junior.
Because I'm a woman. And I'm not trying to...
Thank
you. Thank you. Because you're trying to call me out here.
I don't think you're going to get away with this.
I mean, I probably not.
Yeah.
Only thing that I have... Here until she is.
Oh.
I'm going to jail for squatting.
This is a turn of events.
Call my boyfriend next up.
Are you going to bail her out?
This is technically a violation of probation, so.
Oh. So she could be violating probation, means she go to jail for a while.
2 years.
2 years, which solves the homeless problem. Look at my new house. It's going to be great. As soon as the police get out.
Well, George, it's going to fit me real nice, bro. Appreciate the hookup.
Remember, there's rules. You got to get permission to live in somebody else's house. If you're having troubles, Atlanta, Chicago, Los Angeles, call us, because we have a saying in Detroit. Fox 2, working for you. Hey, can you keep it down out of here? I'm trying to sleep.
Oh, no, you didn't.
All right. Well, Scoop Stanton is the one who found that clip for us. That's his buddy Charlie LaDuff narrating the clip. You'll be able to see it, watch it at thepoliticalcesspool.org next week. Scoop, the entire segment is yours going forward. We're not going to interrupt you. Why did you want to talk about this story and not just talk about it, but play the entire 5-minute clip?
All right, good evening, Cisco family. Well, the reason why I want to talk about it is because it's wrong on a whole bunch of reasons. First off, Lynn, when you see the clip, you'll see Lynn is a man. She peed standing up. Number two, it happened in Detroit. The legitimate homeowner was accused of allegedly running over Lynn. I guess Michigan does not have the castle doctrine. Number three, Lynn has whatever disability it is, probably mental issues. She's receiving Social Security. Mr. LaDuff spent 6 hours in Detroit today raising money for firefighters who were injured on the job and can't get any benefits from the city because the city's broke. But Lynn, she's collecting Social Security.
That's a great observation, Scoop. Yeah, good point.
So, another point is that I happen to be in the clip, and Mr. LaDuff does not give me any credit. I was the fat boyfriend at the four-minute mark. You can see my car at the two-minute mark.
He's joking, folks. He's joking. But you do need to see what this boyfriend looks like. I believe we're posting this on Monday, so you can check it out for yourself. You heard it. But you got to see it. You got to see it. Keep going, Scoop.
Now, if I happen to be the homeowner, I wouldn't call Charlie Duff. I would not call the police. I tell Lynn that, okay, you want to stay in my house? No problem. Well, I'm going to do some exterior decorating on the outside. First thing I hang is a Confederate flag. Second thing the second item is going to go up is in the backyard is be a gigantic wooden crucifix covered in flammable material so everybody will be able to see at night. And then I would have a party. I would not invite people from the Detroit Fire, Detroit Police. I wouldn't even invite Charlie. I'd first start off with the one percenters, the local one percenters out of Michigan. Hells Angels, Outlaws, Booze Fighters, things of that nature. And if Lynn still wanted to stay, hang at the party, well, guess what? My section of the house would now be a clubhouse for the local skinhead. And hopefully after that, Lynn would move in with a boyfriend and go on their merry little way. Lynn's a cross-dresser. Lynn's trespassing, but she's also stealing electricity.
That's right. Well, no, you're right. I mean, you're right. So she's getting Social Security. She's living in a house that's not hers. The police didn't do anything about it, or perhaps couldn't, until LaDuff got on the case. And you mentioned some other things there that were absolutely factual. I know you're being a bit facetious about how you would handle it, but you're saying rather than waste the police's time with stuff like this, there are other ways, tongue-in-cheek, to get rid of her. Not that we associate with those people or do those types of things, but I mean, it is ridiculous that not more could be done and more wasn't done until a reporter had to shed light on this, because this is not an isolated incident. You have people like this going in, moving into houses that are not theirs, and the homeowner has no recourse whatsoever. And when the homeowner does try to do something about it, they get arrested for, well, I know they said running someone over. I doubt it was that literal, but I guess harassment, perhaps something like that. Anyway, I mean, but this is diversity. Okay. Thank you, diversity. Diversity is the great strength of Detroit, as we can see.
Well, I could tell you one thing. When Lynn goes back, if and when she goes back in the joint, she'll be living high on the hog due to her gender status. But anyway, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, people have got to watch this. A woman, quote-unquote, by the name of Lynn Arthur Williams Jr.
A transgendered woman.
A woman with the junior added on at the end. But, okay, Scoop, this was all yours, buddy, and that was a great clip. That was one of Charlie's best, and he's done a lot of these heavy issues, but he puts a comical spin on it, and he has a talent to do that I don't. And I love watching his style. But this was one of his better ones, and I appreciate you bringing it to my attention and to the attention of everyone listening tonight. There's about a minute left in this segment. We want you to have it, because me and Keith, they're going to run hog wild and buck crazy in the second hour.
Big crazy.
Yeah, right. Go ahead, Scoop.
Well, a lot of other people are watching it, too. That video went viral. He has over 1 million hits. Also on the lighter side, he wore a bathrobe from the Westin Hotel. I went on Twitter and said, well, that's nice you have a hotel from the Westin. I happen to hang out at classy joints like the Bronx Capri Whitestone Hotel off of by the Whitestone Bridge and the Q Motor Lodge in Queens, New York. Those particular establishments rent rooms by the hour.
Well, nothing but the best for correspondents of the political cesspool, Scoop. You know that.
Right. But again, Charlie did a bang-up. Go ahead.
Well, he did a bang-up job, as he always does. He is right. the funniest reporter that I've ever seen. We have seconds remaining, Scoop. I know you want to pay a tribute to a certain band member from Cream.
Yep. Rest in peace, Jack Bruce. And James, kudos not for you for not mentioning Jack Bruce, but we miss you, Jack.
Well, I was saving it for you, brother. I wouldn't want you to mention Frankie Valli. I would want to have that honor myself. God forbid Frankie outlived me. But anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with the second hour right after this.